Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Fierce Female Network. I'm your host, Fierce Manson. Today is Tuesday. Listen, it is Tuesday night, great people. Yes. Listen, now let me tell y'all something. So listen, I have run out of vodka, and they give me gumbo rum. So listen, I said make me a vodka drink. I wanted some vodka on the rocks, right, and a gin and tonic. They tells me they ain't got none, so they got to give me some gumbo rum. What kind of stuff is that up in here? Now, they know I don't start a show unless I got me a drink. You know what I'm saying. Listen. It is Tuesday night. It is August 23rd, 2022, 6 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone and 7 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. Y'all know what I'm going to say. The Eastern Standard Time Zone is the time zone that rocks my socks off, honey. You know I got to push stuff to the ATL, to my home team. Must give a shout-out to my team, Fierce Nation International, the hardest working team on the planet. They are based in Kenya, Zimbabwe, East and West Africa, the UK, and Germany, and my honorary member in India, Karan. But, Dottie, listen, this show is being brought to you by Gumbo Rum, GumboRum.com. That's G-U-B-B-A-R-U-M, GumboRum.com. That's GumboRum.com, G-U-B-B-A-R-U-M, GumboRum.com. We have two different flavors, natural vanilla, which is a Gumbo Gold, and natural coconut, which is Gumbo Silver. Steve Gum is the CEO and the founder of Gumbo Rum. Listen, let me tell y'all something. Steve is still working on all these excuses and everything. I don't know what is his problem. You know, how hard is it to come up with some more flavors? You know, did the market run out of fruit or something? You know what I'm saying? Did the farmer's market run out of fruit? You know, I know prices are really high on fruit and vegetables and our food and everything like that. But listen, everybody is still drinking. You know what I mean? See, it's only one thing that goes up real high that people complain. When the food goes up real high, people just complain. Now listen, y'all know I'm telling the truth up in here. Now listen, when the alcohol prices go up, I don't never hear nobody complain. Listen, back then, choir members, choir, do y'all still buy y'all bills? See, they nodding their head, yeah. So listen. Milo, Gizmo, do y'all still buy y'all drinks, your beers and whatnot in your vodka? They saying yes, too. They nodding their head, yes. So listen, why is that? You know, I never even stopped to think about it. People complain about food. You know, they don't want to pay the high prices on the food. Of course, when the gas was sky high, people complained they didn't want to put the gas in the vehicle. But everybody still parties and drinks. Now, listen, the alcohol can go sky high, but people still buying their liquor. They still buying the cases of beer. And I was checking that out. I said, well, every time I go to the store, you know, in my community and everything, people still buy cases of beer. I've heard people complain about everything else, but they still walking out the store with a case of beer. I say, I wonder why they're not complaining about the alcohol. So I don't know. Listen. Got a special musical salute on tonight by independent artist Matthew Floor. And listen, now before I get into music, y'all do me a little bit of favor. Go on over to Facebook, use the keyword The Fierce Female. When the page comes up, give it a like. I will greatly, greatly appreciate it. Listen, y'all, let me tell y'all something. Now, listen, y'all know the music is heard by people. Where is the music being heard, great people? Matthew Flores music is being heard. Well, y'all tell me where. Come on, engineer, talk to me on tonight. Hey, your music is being heard by people all over the world. People all over the world. Ain't that what you said? Well, about to jump into it with independent artist Matthew Floyd. We're about to jump into it. Let me tell y'all something. Let me tell you something. You know, there's just so much going on. I say I wasn't going to say nothing, but you know, I got to talk about this. What is this coming up on the screen? Mayor Lightfoot accused of conservative super. What was Mayor Lightfoot doing? Listen, it's just a case of y'all done broadcasting live from the Windy City in Chicago. You know what I mean? So, the mayor of the Windy City is Mayor Lori Pasty Face Lightfoot. Okay, now y'all know I have to understand. Jesus Christ. I guess I shouldn't make fun of the mayor, but she do got a pasty face. She pasty-faced it. She do got a pasty face. So listen, now this is what I'm seeing right here on NBC News. It's about 2 hours ago. So Lori Lightfoot accuses conservative super PAC of darkening her skin. Y'all know what? That was me falling asleep at the headline. I told y'all this is a live show. It is not pre-recorded. I just kind of passed out. I don't know what I did. I passed out and fell asleep at the headline. Now listen, this woman got the nerve. Lord help me today, Jesus. See, I get really into the news and everything and politics. So Mayor Lightfoot is accusing the conservative super PAC of darkening, y'all hear me, y'all hear this now, y'all hear this, of darkening her skin tone in an ad boosting Illinois GOP governor candidate. Now, what difference do it make? They could have made her skin lighter. Maybe they did make it dark. What? It ain't going to help her none. So, listen, she ain't going to look no better if they made it darker or lighter. She's still going to look pasty. You know what I mean? People like that should really learn how to buy and purchase makeup. You know what I mean? Now, listen. I am not an advocate of ugliness. You know what I'm saying? You know what? Now, listen. Anytime somebody looks that pasty, and as much as, you know, political figures have to, and high-profile people have to go on television, you know, and make statements, they should at least try to do something with their faces. I'm like, oh, my God. You know what I'm saying? So, listen. I think what I should do, I really think this is what I'm going to do. I am going to get some makeup. You know what I mean? There's a whole lot of folks that I know that's selling makeup and everything and just make a little gift and say, listen, a mayor life. But this is a gift on behalf of some of your constituents. You know what I'm saying? Listen. And I think she would appreciate it. I really do. And all them little man suits she wears. You know what I mean? She look like a little Muppet or something. You know, it's like, what? She look like she ought to be going, oh, Lord, today. So anyway, don't y'all write, give me no nasty comments. Don't write me no nasty comments. I don't care about you unfollowing me, wherever. That is fine with me. It is so fine with me. Okay, so anyway, y'all know I have to entertain because please, I'm just, but this is a trip. This is really for real. She is talking about they made her look darker on some boosting, on some ad. Are you for real up in here on today? Let me go a little bit further. Mayor Lightfoot is calling out conservative super PAC of a new attack. Okay, she's calling it an attack, accusing a group of using racist troops to create a scary image. She already looks, what the Sam Hill hell is that? She already looks scary. Now, that's something she cannot say. She cannot say that up in here on today. They cannot create her. If you already looking scary, what are you saying? They trying to make you look scary. Baby, bye. Let me play this music up in here. So, listen, I got some music by independent artist Matthew Flora, some really great stuff. Really great stuff. Y'all gonna really love it. I mean, he is de-bomb. And this one is Lights. I like this. Lights, Camera, Action. What a segue into what we were just talking about up in here. Y'all sat down. They up here trying to see a picture of pasty. No, ain't a picture. Ain't no picture. Sat down. So listen. Okay, so look. That's a nice segue into Lights, Camera, Action. All right, come on, roll it, baby. Come on, engineer, do your thing. I got the
rouse purring, deep people attention slurping, make your shoes stomp and launching, burn out smoke like an A-bomb, laughing gas purge, I'm cracking, stutter box feeling attraction, Christmas tree light just flashing, green light gas the reaction, hurt shit just slapping, pedal hustle and laughing, thinking it's fast.
Action. Girls and bitches locked in. It's all lights, camera, action.
Yeah, that's Lights, Camera, Action. It's the prequel to the sequel of the album Never Is Today. Never Is Today. Never Is Today. You know, that's pretty juicy. You know what I'm saying? It makes me want to sit down and have a steak and mashed potatoes. It really don't. Steak and mashed potatoes. Never Is Today. It makes you want to think about that. Now, he came up with something really juicy right there. Never Is Today. Today is never. Wow. That's a nice play on word. I like that, Matthew. That's pretty hot. That's pretty slick. So, listen, that's by Matthew Floor Poetry Band. Now available to download on Apple Music. So, Matthew is from Jonesville, Virginia. Yay! Woo, 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 woo! All right, Virginia USA and has been an artist for over 20 years. Y'all hear that? That's dope. That's what's up. For over 20 years perfecting his craft in music. I'm down with that. Yes. His inspirations are Ron Pope, George Red Clay, Levi Laurie, Bill Gentry, Lynyrd Skynyrd, and Southern Rock. Y'all, you hear what's going on up here. Listen, I'm pretty much out of time. But listen, y'all know I be checking out the checkout on the headlines and what's going on. Now, listen, this is not breaking news, but I thought it was interesting news. Y'all check this out. This happened over in Southern Europe. This happened about 12 hours ago. Somebody took a video showing some killer whales gang attacking. The whales is getting in gangs. Now, ain't that something? Now, the people, you know, we got people being in gangs and the dudes and, you know, girls being gangs too. Don't y'all fool yourself. Now we got the whales. The whales trying to get their gangs together. Now, ain't this a trip? Gang whales. Now, listen, the gang whales is attacking and ramming boats. So the whales is all getting together. It must be something in the water. Is it something in the water? So, listen, the whales is getting together. Now, this on the real. This on the real. I'm making, y'all know I like sense. I can't help that. So, listen, this is on the real. So the whales is getting together and ganging up and ramming boats. I don't think I would be out in them waters trying to catch nothing. You know, if the seamen, if they was in the boat trying to, you know, get some shrimp or whatever they trying to get from down there, I think I would be getting the hell out of there. You know what I mean? So, well, that's something like on a movie. Did y'all see the movie Deep Sea, Deep Dive? I saw it, maybe 3 years ago. It was a really good movie where they went down in the river. You know, and the whale just came and was attacking us. So, listen, this on real. It is on MSN.com. Let me keep on going down. Let's see. They call vandalizing sailboats. Now, wait. The whales is vandalizing sailboats in Southern Europe, and scientists aren't sure what's causing this unusual behavior. Well, idiot, it's in the water. It's the water. What else could it be? It is in the water. So, young sea mammals have been attacking boats, some of which had people on board at the time of the incident, and tearing off and the wealth is tearing off pieces in what appears to be a temporal cultural up. Now, wait a minute. Since when do whales have a fad going on? Now, this is beyond. I'm not playing now. I'm reading this. I'm looking at this on MSN. The whales got a fad going on. Since when do animals have a fad? Now, this is beyond me. Y'all ever heard of this? A temporary cultural fad for the whales to get together and have a gang and attack the boats. This is beyond me. Oh, my Lord. That is tripped out. That's tripped out to the 10th power and to the max. You hear me? Now, listen. If the dogs get together, listen. You know what? If the dogs get together and start having a gang, now, wouldn't that be something? Wouldn't that be something? That might be in a movie somewhere. If the dogs get together and have a game, they might start attacking their owners. Listen, owners, you better make sure you got your muzzle and everything. See, they might do a change effect. Instead of the owners being the owner of the dog might rise up and say, well, listen, I'm taking over this house. Now, you going to be my bitch. You know what I mean? So, listen, owners, you better get your muzzle. You better get your bats. You better get your pepper spray and everything. Woo, Lord, that'd be a hot mess. But it sure would make a good movie. It'd make a good movie. Now, listen, I got one more tune I'm going to play by independent artist CT. This is called True, True, True. And this is a hard one. This is a really nice one. Y'all going to enjoy it and like it? Y'all check this out.
Girl, you know my love.
From head to toe.
I love that. That is by independent artist CT, and the name of that once again is True, True, True. I love that. Listen, I'm pretty much out of time, but I'm going to see if I can do a short little spit, you know, because that song is so smooth, baby, so smooth, baby. Now, I had my fun, with Mayor Lightfoot, talk about her pasty short, your Rudy Tooty buns, you know what I'm saying, and the whales, which was all true. So, listen, I'm going to do a little spit, so I'm just going to be a quick one. Yeah, let's do it. Let's go. Now, in this day and time, you know, we got to have a world full of love, peace, and harmony. We got to have a juice. Now, it breaks down like this. If you don't have love for your man count, who else are you going to have love for? Now, listen, it breaks down like this, couples. Man and a lady, when you get together, it got to break down like this real smooth. You got to love on your brother. You got to love on your sister. Listen, when you're in a relationship, it got to be full of love and nothing but love. Why in the world would you hate on one another when you came together to love on one another? Understand it like this. You got to flow with the smoothness in and out each and every day. Don't let one day pass without you saying that I love you. You know what I mean? It takes one to initiate and one to receive. It doesn't matter who is initiating. Sometimes a man initiates and then a lady initiates. It's got to be smooth and coming together. It's got to be on 100. You understand me? So real love is real love when you both come together on 100%. It ain't no 50% when it comes to love. The lady is at 100%. The man is at 100%. And then you're walking together. You know what I'm talking about. It's got to be one day we're having a picnic in the park. It got to be one day we're just going to the movies. It got to be one day we just staying home, sitting on the couch. We just chilling and watching movies, having our wine at home. I'm talking about real love, baby, real love, real love. You got to understand what real love is made up of. It is not about shouting and hollering at one another. It's not about screaming and cheating on one another. When you got real love, there's no reason to cheat. You understand what I'm saying? When you coming together, it's about talking it out and having a conversation that's smooth and smooth and smooth and smooth and smooth. You understand me? Some days you may not feel like getting up. Some days you may not feel like laying down. But when it comes about real love, it's 100. It don't matter if you just taking a drive in the park, you on 100. It don't matter if you dressing up, you still on 100. It's about real love, smooth love. When you in love, ain't no falling out of love. The way I understand this is when I'm in love, I'm in love. Ain't no falling out, ain't no breaking up. It's about staying together forever and ever. You understand me? I'm talking about real love, real love on every single level. You understand me? Real love starts in the heart. It goes to the head. You understand me? You got to conversate. You got to understand on all different levels, shape, forms, and fashion. Real love is more and deeper than when you get to the bedroom. You understand me? So listen, it's real love on 100. That's love, 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 baby. Now I got to get on up out of here. Y'all know I like to spit. You know what I'm talking about. So listen, I got to get on up out of here. That was a little spitting on love. So listen, it's been a real stone cold blast on tonight. And I'll be back later on this evening. In the special words of Don Cornelius, the man that made Soul Train what it was in the winter city. It is peace, love, and